It's time for the Geek Game Too Long Didn't Read.
And welcome to another Geek Cave TLDR. That's Too Long Didn't Read for those of you who didn't have time to figure that out on your own. I'm Darren.
I'm Liz.
And Liz is the person who's responsible for 95% of the content on our website right now. And she's also, like me, big into video games. And the Nintendo Direct just dropped. We're taping this just about a couple hours after the Direct wrapped up on February.
Woo, Direct!
Yeah, February 17th. So this is the first Direct we've had since 2019.
Yeah, they even went out and apologized for that.
We're sorry. We know you want details. 2020 was weird. Let it go. So, all right. Well, let's just hit on some of the highlights. They started off with a new Smash Brothers character.
Yeah, they got me. I'll be blunt and honest with that. I thought we were getting another Xenoblade.
So did I.
Like, oh, Xenoblade. Now, I don't know whether to be hyped or let down.
Yeah. Because I was honestly a little disappointed because, yeah, I thought, oh, we're getting more DLC for Xenoblade 2 or something like that. Nope. Pyra and Mithra are going to be on the Smash Brothers roster, which is also a disappointment to anyone who was thinking it would be Crash Bandicoot, because I've heard that a lot in the past 48 hours. So I'm just going to go through a few of the big announcements, and then we can kind of hash it out. Fall Guys coming to Switch. That one is a lot of fun on PSN. Samurai Warriors 5, Legend of Mana with both a new soundtrack and other enhancements, Monster Hunter Rise, The Outer Wilds, freaking Mario Golf, which...
Mario Golf.
People have been wanting that for a while. Tales from the Borderlands, Capcom Arcade Stadium, Stubbs the freaking zombie.
Yeah!
Out of nowhere.
Well, as zombies are.
Yeah. No More Heroes 3, Neon White, DC Superhero Girls, which I didn't even know they were working on, a new Plants vs. Zombies, Miitopia, which is an RPG starring Miis, Animal Crossing getting some Mario content, Project Triangle Strategy, which looks like a sequel to Octopath Traveler, Star Wars Hunters, which we learned nothing about, Knockout City, which is like Dodgeball meets Deathmatch. World's End Club, which is like a side-scrolling anime-type adventure. Hades getting a physical release. Ninja Gaiden Master Collection. I'm coming back to that one.
Yep.
Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity getting DLC. We don't know what it is. Ghosts and Goblins Resurrection. Saga Frontier Remastered. Apex Legends. Hey, EA, welcome to the Switch. It only took several years.
Now they're sure it's gonna, you know, be a thing.
Yeah. Skyward Sword Remastered HD and Splatoon 3. That was the big end cap, Splatoon 3. So my wife is happy about that because she's a big Splatoon fan. So there's the Direct, first one we've had in 535 days and some change.
But who's counting?
Yeah, who's counting? What was your big takeaway from it? Because there's a lot of stuff here.
There is a lot of stuff here. I was honestly most excited for an old PlayStation 1 game, you know, Legend of Mana. Bought it, my favorite PlayStation 1 game, bar none. Bought it again on the PlayStation 3. I'm going to own it on the Switch. If it's a physical release, I'm going to be even more happy. But yeah, just bar none, that is my biggest, like, excitement moment. Which is kind of funny because it's, like I said, a PlayStation 1, like, 1999 era game.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, audience, listen to next month's gaming podcast. Trials of Mana is one of the reviews, so.
I know my spouse was most excited for Mario Golf. He's like, you know, I haven't played a golf game that I've really been excited about. And, you know, then there's freaking Mario Golf with a, you know, speed golf feature. And I'm just like, well, isn't that just golf? I don't know how you play golf, but that's...
Yeah, that one kind of... that was interesting. That's a feature that's also in 100-foot robot golf, which I think would be right up your spouse's alley, because there's a golfer... There's a robot golfer that is essentially five Corgi robots into one Voltron of a Corgi robot. And multiplayer is just like what Speed Golf looks like in Mario Golf.
Mm-hmm. So those, in my household, those were the two big ones. Although Splatoon, yeah, looked amazing. And again, Ninja Gaiden, we're going to have to go back to.
Yes, Ninja Gaiden. That one came out of left field for me. I was not I mean, these games are, one, hard, just like super hard. This is where I think Dark Souls gets some of its inspiration. These are, you know, go home and cry kid level hard. I played the original, well, I guess the original of the HD trilogy, because I played the original on NES as well. But these are like the original Xbox game and then the 360 and PS3 sequels. And yeah, that looks really good. I was a bit surprised by that. I wanted to double back to a couple of titles. Knockout City, to me, just looks stupidly fun.
It does.
Yeah.
It's dodgeball.
It's dodgeball meets team deathmatch. It made me think a little bit of Destruction All-Stars, which hit the PSN recently on PlayStation 5, which is kind of like Rocket League meets a Destruction Derby or a Demolition Derby. And yeah, Knockout City looked like a good time. I'd like to know more about Star Wars Hunters, because it's apparently a competitive, free-to-play, third-person shooter, and that's all you get to know about it.
And it's between episodes 6 and 7.
Yeah. That nice...
That was literally all we got to know.
That nice gray area where everything resides.
Pretty much. Where should we set this? Between 6 and 7 somewhere.
Yeah, there's like a 20-year gap. We can just squeeze it in there. We'll put it... See, this is how they can get the Mandalorian into a video game.
True.
That's all...
Oh, does that mean we can play Baby Yoda?
I hope so.
Sorry, the child.
Yeah, well, in my house, it's Kevin, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I go with Kevin.
Yeah. I'm not recognizing him by his official name, because Kevin is so much better. Miitopia looked interesting. I'm not sure... See, there were several points during this presentation where I got to thinking, is Nintendo for me anymore? Because a lot of these games I recognize have an audience, and a lot of these games look really fun, but they're also games that I don't see myself playing. And Miitopia was one of those where it's literally an RPG starring your Miis, although I do like the idea of naming a Mii after one of my best friends and then having that be the ultimate villain. I believe they use Stan in their example.
Yeah.
The Dark Lord Stan. I don't know. What did you think of Miitopia?
It looked fine. There's horses.
Yeah.
Yay, horsies. No, I was kind of like you. It would be something that I would gladly sit down and play with my kid, because it kind of seems like it would be something that might be fun to do that way.
Yeah.
Something to kind of mess around with for a little bit, but not something I'm probably going to spend a lot of time on.
That seems fair. Yeah, Samurai Warriors 5, I'm a sucker for the Warriors series. Same with Hyrule Warriors. I'll probably get some of the DLC. But, I don't know. I come away a little bit, and I this sounds like first world problems. I come away a little bit disappointed because it's Zelda's 35th anniversary this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we start off with Eiji Onuma, and I'm like, oh man, here it is.
Oh.
Here it comes. And he's like, so you're probably wondering what Breath of the Wild 2 is looking like right now. Yes, yes, we are. And
yeah.
I'm here to say that we have no update for you on that.
Again, very apologetic for it. But
yeah.
It's just like, oh.
Yeah, I get it. But and then we see Skyward Sword, which I liked Skyward Sword, but I know I'm in the minority.
Well, and this Skyward Sword... This version of it might do better because they did add a button control. You know, you can use the stick to handle your weapon as opposed to waving your... Now, you can still do that. You can, instead of the Wii controller and the nunchuck, you can use the Joy-Cons. But they also have the button control version, which for our house, it'd probably go a little bit better because after a while, you just get tired of wagging your arms.
Yeah, and that was the thing with Skyward Sword was I'd play for about an hour and then I'd have to stop, and sometimes the motion controls were finicky, so I'm okay with the addition of a stick. When they first announced it, before they said they were going to use not button controls but the right stick control, I was starting to think, what about the Switch Lite? How's that gonna work? because they kind of painted themselves into a corner there. And yeah, it's coming out July 16th, so really, really soon. I'm probably going to buy those special Joy-Cons because I am shameless when it comes to the Zelda franchise. But I was really hoping for, like, an Ocarina of Time re-release. Yeah. It's the 35th anniversary. Maybe give me Link to the Past, but in the style of the Link's Awakening re-release. Something like that. You know? I don't know. Maybe I'm just asking for too much.
Well, and if last year had been normal, we probably would have gotten that.
That's fair. That is fair. 2020 was weird. Also, kind of conspicuous by its absence, Metroid. This is Metroid's anniversary as well. And
oh, yeah. I didn't even realize it as we were going through.
Yeah,
this year,
no Metroid news. Everyone was thinking we were going to get a Metroid Prime Trilogy re-release because it was only out for a limited amount of time on the Wii, and then it shot up in prices because the black market and the resale market is horrible. And yeah, I just kind of felt like a missed opportunity there. But again, 2020 is weird. Who knows what Nintendo could have had in their bag if...
what they had planned. And
yeah, if they hadn't had to. And maybe they're saving stuff for E3.
That could be.
I mean, it's a different E3 this year.
But we can hope.
We can hope. Yes, Splatoon 3 looked good. I mean, it had new weapons, drones, bows. You can customize your little... I don't know what
little
that
buddy.
I don't know what that creature is. They just call it a little buddy.
Yeah.
I don't think they know what it is. It was nice.
It's adorable.
Yeah. It was nice to see more confirmation that this is in fact a post-apocalyptic Earth with the Eiffel Tower literally upside down in a sand pit when we first see the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of a disturbing thing to see, but it was also, you know, hey, yeah, all of you freaks with your fan theories, you're right.
Yep. The ocean beings won.
Great. Great. So Jason Momoa can just come in here and just start a fight.
Well, he can do that anyway, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably wouldn't. He'd probably come in and, you know, we'd sit down and have a drink, but...
Yeah.
Jason Momoa, if you'd like to come over and have a drink, we'd be happy to have you.
We'd love to have you on. Stop by. We don't even have to talk about Aquaman. We can talk about whatever.
It's true. And Darren will arm wrestle you.
Yes, that will end very badly. I mean, there's a lot of content here, a lot of games that just kind of came out of the blue. Neon White is interesting. You're assassinating demons in heaven.
Yeah, that was, although my spouse did say he wanted a dating sim added to that.
Of course he did. So I was kind of interested in Monster Hunter Rise until I realized it was a Monster Hunter game.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Monster Hunter games, but I can understand why people like them so much.
Same.
Yeah, it's not really my thing, and I can tell that, you know, I'm sure that this one was an exciting, you know, release and an exciting announcement. So,
right. I guess again,
looks good, just not really my type of game.
I guess it goes back to the whole, like, Nintendo wants to appeal to everybody. And so these 20-some-odd games, there's more than 20 that they showed off, there literally was something for everybody. It wasn't like a knockout home run kind of presentation, but there wasn't a whole lot to be mad about either.
No. No. Like you said, there was something for about everyone. There was the Famicom detective games for your narrative story.
Yeah, I forgot about those.
People. Yep, coming to North America for the first time, you know, two of those games. You had, again, some Super Smash Brothers. You had your, you know, Outer Wilds looked interesting. It was kind of a mystery type thing as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that game had the unfortunate timing of coming out at the same time as the Outer Worlds did last year. And
yeah,
both games, I think, kind of suffered because... which outer game are you playing this week kind of thing. But yeah, I'm excited for... I'm not excited to buy many of these, but I am excited that Switch owners will get to experience these, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Although No More Heroes 3, I wish I cared more. I like the first one.
Mm-hmm. The first one was fun. This one also looks, you know, it looks perfectly quirky, just in the same vein as the game. If you liked the first two, it looks like you'll probably like this one too.
Yep, it looks more like No More Heroes. So, all right. Well, I think that's pretty much a good summary. We've got tons of coverage out of it on Twitter and on our website and all that stuff, and you folks know where to find that. But if you had to pick a game of the showcase, like this is like the best announcement, what would you choose?
Oh man, the best announcement. Well, for me personally, it was Legend of Mana.
Okay,
but I'd probably go with Mario Golf. Just to be right out there, is probably Mario Golf or Splatoon 3.
That's fair. Splatoon 3 will probably be the biggest hit of the presentation. I would agree with you on. Yeah, for me, it's probably Skyward Sword HD, just because I love that game, and now I don't have to dig out the Wiimote to play it. But I would actually say that probably the breakout moment for me was the freaking opening, just because they had us.
That, dang it, Nintendo!
I
ain't even mad.
Yeah, I like Smash Brothers, but I don't play it with anybody. So I don't play it much at all. So it's one of those things where, like, I'm not going to buy this character. I'm not going to buy the 80 other characters you've released as DLC now. But damn it, if that wasn't a good bait and switch.
It was. It completely was. And like I said, they got me, because I was writing everything down. Xenoblade, I was like, okay, we got who's in it and whatnot. And just like, guys, seriously?
Surprise, it was me all along. All right, awesome.
Although it was nice to see Mithra just beat the crap out of, Daisy.
Hey.
I like Daisy, but,
It's nice to see Mithra doing something she enjoys.
Indeed.
Yeah, so. Well, on that note, you can find trailers and all that stuff at DeepCavePodcast.com. Be sure to listen to our other shows, You Want Me to Watch What, and the Geek Cave Podcast. Find us on YouTube, Retromantics, and Geek Cave Plays, and I'm pretty sure we'll throw more stuff out there by the time I finish editing this podcast. So, Liz, thanks a lot for taking some time with me and chatting up the Nintendo Direct on today's TLDR.
Yep, a lot of fun. Yep. You'll have to do this again.
A lot of fun. And remember, everybody, everyone's a geek for something.